As we start a new liturgical year on this first Sunday of Advent, we are reminded that we are or ought to be a people of faith and a people of hope. People in an unceasing state of expectancy, always in alert, looking out for what is out there in the horizon. Like if we were absolutely sure that something is about to happen or someone very important to us is about to show up. Early Christians developed their spiritual practices and spiritual discipline in part under the keep watch attitude, clearly waiting for the second coming of Jesus. As today's gospel says, therefore keep awake, for you do not know when the master of the house will come, in the evening, or at midnight, or a cockcrow, or at dawn, or else he may find you asleep when he comes suddenly. And what I say to you, I say to all, keep awake. The collect of the day we prayed just a few minutes ago outlines for us the theological basis of this season of Advent and offers suggestions on how we can spiritually walk through it, making the best out of it for our own spiritual growth. The first part of these prayers is very intentional at inviting us to stand against the work of darkness, any kind of darkness, by vesting with the power of light. We all know this light is Jesus the Christ. The prayer goes, Almighty God, give us grace to cast away the works of darkness and put on the armor of light. Now, in the time of this mortal life, in which your Son, Jesus Christ, came to visit us in great humility. Now, the second part of this prayer, that in the last day, when he shall come again in his glorious majesty to judge both the living and the dead, we may rise to the life immortal. Sounds very apocalyptical to me. Sounds like if this prayer is calling for God's justice to descend down from heaven to earth for the end of the death and evil and sin and for the beginning of the kingdom of God finally being established among us. I hope you have noticed it. This is how our book, A Common Prayer, welcomes us to Advent. So welcome to the season of Advent. It is December at last. Advent is here. So ready or not, here we are with only 21 days left for Christmas. For us Christians, Episcopalians living our faith in the Western Hemisphere, Advent starts today. So the change of colors in the altar and clergy vestments, if you have noticed it already, the selection of hymns we sing, the lessons we read, the prayers we pray, and this Advent wreath are clear indicators of a significant change of season in our liturgical rhythm, moving from Pentecost to Advent. Of course, with Christ the King, whom we celebrated this past Sunday, setting the tone and smoothing this transition. But Advent is much more than that. It's much more than what we can see and listen and smell. It is also what we can feel and do. It is a reminder of whom we are, whom we follow, and whom we serve. Advent also reminds us that we are people of the way, on the way, on an ongoing spiritual journey. And also remind us that our baggages are full of both the eschatological and apocalyptical vision of the prophets of the Old Testament, as well as our own experience of God revealed in Jesus Christ. Advent carries its own theology, as you all know, a theology that situates us in the heart of the faith of the people of God waiting for the arrival of the Messiah, and into the heart of our own faith, which, like in early Christianity, is actively expecting and working. Like the rest of the liturgical seasons of the year, Advent also carries its own spirituality. John Richardson, on the book Night Vision, Searching the Shadows of Advent Christmas, said the following, quote, "The season of Advent means there is something on the horizon, the likes of which we have never seen before. What is possible is not to see it, to miss it, to turn just as it brushes past you, and you begin to grasp what it was you missed, like Moses in the cleft of the rock, watching God's back fade in the distance." So, continue Richardson, stay, sit, linger, tarry, ponder, wait, behold, wonder. There will be time enough for running, for rushing, for worrying, and for pushing. As for now, stay, wait. Something is on the horizon. At the age of 18 years old, my oldest brother, Ramon, decided to try out the word away from home. When I tell this story, I want you to know that I am not one of these people who can claim that can remember things from when they were very little, like 2 years, year and a half, 2 years or something. Matter of fact, and to be honest with you, I don't really remember many things that happened in my life until I was 6 or 7 years old, maybe. So I believe that my memory crossed with my mother's memory of this story of my brother going away to try to test the word. We were living, that I know, in a small town, like around 3 hours away from the main capital. His north, where he was heading to, was the main capital, Santo Domingo. 3 or 4 days after he left, an uprising happened all of a sudden in Santo Domingo, which led to a civil war in year 1965. So my mother learned of what was happening without telephone communication and any other means to communicate, you would probably imagine what she was going through. Here's what I believe that I speak most from my mother's memory than from mine. Every single night, while my brother was awake, neither my father nor my mother nor any one of us knew anything about him. My mother didn't go to sleep as everybody else did go to sleep. She used to stand by the door and by the window in a small house with a lamp lighted up. And before going to sleep, she was made sure that the lamp was still light and that there was going to be light in the house. So if by any chance my brother came back, he knew we were waiting for him and expecting him. Thanks be to God. 20 days after his departure, he found the way back home. And then the watch, at least for this time being, was over, and my mother was able to go back to sleep a full night. So he stood awake, and she stood watching. Michael Blake, in the book The Tent Maker, says, quote, "One of the essential paradoxes of Advent, that while we wait for God, we are with God all along. That while we need to be reassured of God's arrival, of the arrival of our homecoming, we are already at home. While we wait, we have to trust, to have faith, but it is God's grace that gives us that faith. As with all spiritual knowledge, two things are true and equally true at once. The mind can grasp paradox. It is the knowledge of the soul, the knowledge of the heart." So, my sisters and brothers, it is Advent. Keep awake. Amen.